You get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere. And that is a nation that truly has no clue. They don't know what they're doing.
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to another episode of The Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, I am your unvaccinated second-class citizen host. My name is Tom Balassus, and let me tell you, we're going to start the show with me telling you how pissed off I am and how pissed off you should be, because all along, we were right. Dr. Fauci, we have been saying for a year now, is nothing but a stooge. He's nothing but a political pundit who is doing the bidding of the media and the left wing of this country. Through the Freedom of Information Act, we have now received and we can view Anthony Fauci's emails throughout this whole pandemic. And what do they tell you? They tell you that everything that we the conspiracy theorists, the whack jobs, the people who don't care about other people, because we value our freedom. We don't want to wear a mask. We say masks don't work. These emails that we were criticized and chastised for believing otherwise, Anthony Fauci's emails say otherwise. And he is in complete backpedal mode. Oh, they're taken out of context. It sounds like a Facebook fact checker there. This is taken out of context. This is not what I meant. This is what I said, but this is not what I meant. Anthony Fauci, for a year, I have been saying he is not on the side of science. He knows more than what he is letting on. And the truth is coming out. He knew this came from a lab in Wuhan. He knew that masks served no purpose, that they didn't do anything. He knew that asymptomatic people were not spreading this virus. But what was he doing? He was going on TV telling everybody the direct opposite. And the country fell in love with this man. And this man, his ego is so big, he started believing everything that was being said about him. How amazing, what a great doctor he is, and what a savior of the country he is. He believed it, even though he knew he was lying through his teeth. I want to read to you an email that he sent to Sylvia Burwell, who served as Secretary for Health and Human Services from 2014 to 2017. Now, before I read you this email, I want you to remember what Dr. Fauci has been telling us this whole time. Everyone needs to wear masks, double masks in some cases. Asymptomatic people are still spreading this virus. I want you to remember that, because in this email he sent to Sylvia Burwell, he completely contradicts everything that he has said to us, the American people. The email starts like this. Masks are really for infected people to prevent them from spreading infection to people who are not infected, rather than protecting uninfected people from acquiring infection. The typical mask you buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out virus, which is small enough to pass through material. It might, however, provide some slight benefit in keeping out gross droplets if someone coughs or sneezes on you. I do not recommend you wear a mask, particularly since you are going to be a very low-risk location, he said. Now, a couple things strike me there. First off, this is, again, the man who was saying, you got to wear a mask. You got to wear a mask. Everywhere you go, you got to wear a mask. And then comes out wearing two masks. Remember the Washington Nationals baseball game where he was pictured not wearing a mask next to two people? This all starts to make sense. But what really strikes me, and I don't think anybody's really looked into this, his last comment to Sylvia Burwell is this. I'll read it again. I do not recommend that you wear a mask, particularly since you are going to be a very low-risk location. My question is, how does he know which locations are going to be low-risk, high-risk, very high-risk, or very low-risk? How does he know that? How can he tell Sylvia Burwell, you're going to be in a very low-risk situation, you're going to be in a very low-risk location, don't worry about wearing a mask? Could I be reading into this too much? Absolutely. But look at it how it is presented. First off, he's already told the nation you need to mask up. And the Democratic governors around the country followed his advice. And he would chastise and he would ridicule Governor DeSantis, the Texas governor, anybody, any governor who said, we're done. You don't have to wear masks anymore. This COVID crap is done. He would ridicule them when he absolutely knew that these masks did nothing. And I have been saying, all of you who listen to this show, most of you, I should say, have been saying for over a year now, these masks aren't doing anything. These bandanas that people are just putting around their nose and they're hanging free, they're not doing anything. These homemade masks, it's all for show. We were chastised. We were ridiculed. We were mocked. We were called conspiracy theorists. We were called Trump supporters, Trump tards. We were called everything. We were told we don't care about other people. We just want to kill other people. We don't care. You're going to kill my grandma. You're going to kill my mother. We were right the whole time. How does that make you feel? It should absolutely piss you off. Now, I could go for days going over the contradictions in I'm going to use doctor at this point very cautiously, but we'll call him Dr. Fauci. He got the degree. We'll give him that. But we're going to go over one other email and what he said. Because in another email, Dr. Fauci points out that passing COVID-19 occurs primarily when someone is symptomatic, meaning that forcing asymptomatic people to wear masks is unnecessary. Where are you hearing about this on the news? Where do you hear about this? CNN, MSNBC? Do you see or do you hear anything about this? Because I've been scouring the TV. I've been looking at the news feed. There's nothing. Now, on social media, some of the local news channels are posting things about, well, Dr. Fauci's emails are coming out via the Freedom of Information Act. They're not really going in on the headline that he completely lied, completely contradicted himself to the American people. You read the article and it'll say that. But it amazes me how many people are still like, I don't care. Dr. Fauci, thank you for saving us. Do you realize, to all these people who are still enamored by Dr. Fauci and still think of him as a savior, do you realize what he has done to you and done to this country and, listen, done to this planet? Because other countries were listening to what this man was saying. He knew that this virus came from Wuhan, a lab in Wuhan. And he mocked people. He denied till the cows came home that is a possibility. He knew it all along. He knew that masks didn't do anything to protect you. He knew that asymptomatic people were not able to spread COVID-19, even while he was on camera telling us, even if you're asymptomatic, you can spread COVID-19. It's all the fear porn, the fear mongering, and it proves to you, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that this was all orchestrated. So whatever you think about masks and COVID, one thing is clear, and again, this is for the people who are driving alone in their car or walking alone wearing masks or mask shaming you or mocking you or looking at you as a second-class citizen because you haven't had the vaccine yet. Federal bureaucrats aren't committed to simply providing the best, most accurate information, scientific information. What are they committed to? They are committed to controlling the behavior of the American people, something that we have been saying on the right, in the conspiracy theorists and the whack jobs and those of us who want to kill everybody, that is what we have been saying for a year, is that this isn't about science and facts. This is all about control. In everything that came out about Dr. Fauci, what he said in those emails, what he wrote and sent to his colleagues, it proves beyond the shadow of a doubt that this is not about science and facts. This was an experiment. This wasn't the one of the greatest pandemics the world has ever seen. This was one of the worst human atrocities that people have ever seen. Years down the road, you're going to find out, just like the 1918 Spanish flu, that there are, I'm not going to say every one of them, but there will be a majority of people who didn't die of COVID. They would have died from wearing a mask all day. The human body is not designed to breathe in its own carbon dioxide. The human body is not designed to have a mask in front of its face all day, breathing in the carbon dioxide, breathing in the germs that we are letting out. But yet, the Democrats, the media, and more importantly, Dr. Fauci, knew that, but yet they still committed an atrocity. How many people died that didn't have to? Where is the outrage? There are some, like myself, that are furious, and we demand that Dr. Fauci be brought up on criminal charges. But where are the rest of us? Where are the people that had no problem demonstrating and protesting in front of state capitals, going and walking on the nation's capital? Where are those people now? There needs to be a voice, a singular voice of Americans that is so loud that the mainstream media cannot ignore it, that the Democrats cannot ignore it, that the Republicans cannot ignore it. We need to make it known that this man, who claimed that he was he was following science and facts, that he knew what was going on, we need to let the nation and the world know that we are not going to take this. We are not going to take this political pandering. We are not going to take this manipulation, this power grab by Dr. Fauci. We want him brought up on criminal charges. If Dr. Fauci is not standing trial and not found guilty, I don't even know what charge it would be, because it's treason, it's murder in the thousandth degree. If he is not convicted, there is no justice on this earth. And I'm going to give you a news flash. There's no justice on this earth, because this man is not going to go to trial. He's not going to pay for the crimes he committed against the American people. Because still, we refuse to ruffle feathers to make waves. If the election of 2020 should have taught us anything, it's that we need to make waves. We need to ruffle feathers. That's the only way that things are going to get done. We have to make our voice heard loud enough that there is no other choice but for the media and the Democrats and the Republicans to take action against Dr. Fauci. The problem is, if Dr. Fauci goes down, he's taking a whole lot of people, a whole lot of powerful people down with him. And that is why it will never happen. It's almost like another Jeffrey Epstein situation. They can't have this man going down because he's going to talk and he's going to name names. If Dr. Fauci, Anthony Fauci, if he is brought up on charges, you know he's going to implement everybody in the Democrat Party, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Andrew Cuomo, Gavin Newsom, Tom Wolf, every Democratic governor that shut down and followed his orders when they knew, don't tell me they didn't know. They knew he was full of shit. They're going down with him. And that is not going to happen. Because Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Jerry Nadler, every person in authority in the Democratic Party, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, you name it, they're going down with him. So they're going to just sweep this under the rug. These emails that, if you read them, all you got to do is read them, libs. All you got to do is read them. They tell you everything you need to know. Now, most of my liberal friends are going to dismiss everything that I just said. They could read Dr. Fauci's emails that show how much he contradicted everything he said to the American people. And they're still going to say, oh, Dr. Fauci, you're my savior. That is how brainwashed and how blind and how they've got blinders on. They won't see the truth because that means you have to think for yourself. And that's what you, that's what myself have been doing for over a year, is we have been telling you this isn't right. These masks don't work. Something's not right about this virus. Doesn't matter. You're not going to convince them. Okay, let's change gears here a little bit because the May jobs report has just been released. And of course, you're going to have two different views on how to take it. So the numbers in May were employers added about 559,000 jobs in the country, which is, again, well below where we should be. States are opening right now, which means that we should be seeing exponential growth in the job market. We're not seeing that. Now, the Democrats are going to use this, and they are using this as a way of saying, see, this is why we need more spending. We need to create more jobs. We need to give these people more money. And the Republicans are saying, listen, your policies are inhibiting job growth. Well, let me tell you something. Again, and I'm calling out my liberal friends on this show because it's about time you started thinking straight. The reason that people are not working is plain and simple. Why? Why would they work? Give me one reason why you would work if you are making more sitting on your behind than you could make going to work. You wouldn't. I mean, let's be honest. I wouldn't. You wouldn't. Nobody would. The government is giving out free money left and right. Nobody's asking on the left. Nobody's asking in the media. And nobody's asking or telling in the White House where this money is going to come from. Because eventually we're going to have to pay this back. Or we're going to basically, as a country, go bankrupt. The latter of that scenario is going to happen. There's no way we're paying back. Joe Biden, or the puppet Joe Biden, his handlers are trying to push through a $7 or $9 trillion infrastructure plan. That's not $9 billion. That's $9 trillion. And this is on top of all the other spending that has occurred in the first 6 months of his presidency. Nobody asks, where is this money coming from? How is this going to get paid back? Nobody does. Because nobody wants to ask the hard questions. And even if they do ask the hard questions, they're not going to get a straight answer from Jen Psaki. She's going to circle back to that one. Trust me. So the economy and the jobs are absolutely falling flat on their face. And listen, you've got Democrats that have the audacity to blame Donald Trump. Obama went on some guy's podcast, I don't even know who it was, and said, well, the reason Trump's economy did so well is because he was riding on the coattails of my policies, and it just took a little longer for my policies to take place. The reason that the economy now is starting to fail is because it's on Trump's policies, and these policies are now showing their face, and this is what happens. You know, we can't control it. And if you believe that, you're an idiot. You're even more blind, and there's no way to help you. You cannot tax and spend your way to prosperity. It just doesn't work. If you tax the living daylights out of the American populace, what does that do? That takes money out of their pockets, right? So people will start to save their money. They'll start to restrict purchases. They're not going to purchase this. They're not going to purchase that. So the manufacturers of these products are going to see a downturn in volume, in profits. And what are they going to do? They're going to start laying people off. We're not producing as much. We don't need to because people aren't buying. Case in point, I have severely cut back on what I buy because A, everything has skyrocketed in price, and B, I'm not too optimistic on what's going to happen in the future. So I can't be the only one. I know a lot of people who have cut back on what they are purchasing, and they're not the needing things. They're not the groceries. They're not the utility bills. They're not the car payments. They're not the fuel. They are what I call the pleasure purchases, the hot tubs, the video game systems, the side-by-sides, the motorcycles, the new car. They're going to fix their old car because it's cheaper to fix your old car than it is to buy a new car. Trust me, I see it every day. With that happening, the economy shrinks. Why? Because people don't have disposable income. And then you are going to, quote-unquote, tax them more, tax the rich, so you can pay for these. You can pay for these programs that give them money. Welfare, food stamps, you name it. Stimulus. I mean, apparently stimulus is the new welfare. So now you've got people aren't making as much or as many purchases, so therefore they're not stimulating the economy. People are now not working as much. So now you've got this $300, $600, depending on where you are, extra bonus in your weekly unemployment check. So why would you work? But you're getting charged more for fuel, food, anything. Anything out there is now skyrocketed in price. I have an indoor pool. And I opened it, last weekend, the weekend before? I don't even remember. And I needed chlorine today. And we have what we call a chlorinator. It's a little compartment that you put these chlorine tablets in, and it, while the filter's on, it sends chlorine into the pool. Works real well. I paid for a bucket of 3-inch disc chlorine tablets last year that lasted me the whole year. I paid $58. Do you realize I had to pay $188 for that same bucket this year? And, you know, we're going to blame it on a chlorine shortage. Apparently, one of the world's largest chlorine factories went up with all its product in it. And one of the main components in hand sanitizer is used in chlorine. So they're going to produce more hand sanitizer for a obvious, per Dr. Fauci, virus that is not needing it. We don't need that much hand sanitizer. We're being lied to. But we're going to disrupt the whole economic chain, the whole economic situation in this country to continue the lie of COVID-19. I'm going to be completely honest with all of my listeners. Unless you are disabled or have a valid, legitimate reason why you can't work, there is no reason you should be unemployed right now. You can't go 5 feet in any downtown area without somebody needing to hire you. It's time to get out of mom and dad's basement and get a job and try and better yourself. Listen, I have talked to so many people that are not working because I just can't find a job I like. There are 50 million jobs out there that you could possibly be doing right now. Find it. Now is the perfect time to find a job that you like. A lot of people that were essential workers are just burned out at their jobs. Understandably so. I'm an essential worker. I'm not burned out. I actually still love my job. But there's a lot of grocery workers or factory workers that had to continue working and they're burned out and they want to change fields. Do it. Now is the perfect time to change fields because everybody's hiring. There are businesses in my town that can't open or are only open half of the week because they don't have enough people. And that is a crying shame because you have these lazy, no good, do nothing people that would rather collect a check on our dime than get off their lazy ass and go work for their money. I worked this whole pandemic. Never got an extra cent from it. Never. People were getting bonuses left and right. My industry, it didn't matter. We were expected to be open because, well, people need their cars. People, you know, the essential workers still need to have their cars serviced. So we are expected to be open. Fine. I have no problem with that. I agree with that. But I see these teachers who were off. They were off for months and months and months and then came back and had virtual learning. They get bonuses. I see these hospital workers, which, look, I can attest, these hospital workers are amazing people. They put their lives on the line every day. I have no problem with them getting bonuses. But these grocery store workers, and again, everybody that was an essential worker, God bless you. You deserve that bonus. Where's mine? Where's my coworker's bonus? Where's my boss's bonus for staying open and putting our health on the line every single day? We didn't get one. And these people who are fully capable of working, but no, because the government has come out and told the public, look, if you don't feel safe going back to your job, you don't have to. So these people are just like, nope, I don't feel safe. Give me my money. Give me my money. I got my Xbox. I got my PlayStation I got to play on. I want my money. And who's paying for it? The people that are working nonstop. This is the ludicrousy of this whole situation. We are rewarding the people who refuse to work and punishing those of us who got up every day and braved it out there. It's all ass backwards. This makes no sense to me. This, if Dr. Fauci didn't prove it to you before, he did now. Listen, we that you call conspiracy theorists are not crazy. There's a difference between the people that you call conspiracy theorists and you that don't believe us. The conspiracy theorists, they can think for themselves. They can look beyond the curtain. They can see the game that was being played during this whole thing. We were ridiculed. We were mocked. We were chastised. We were called horrible, horrible things. I don't hear anybody apologizing right now. And listen, after all this info about Dr. Fauci's emails and how he contradicted the whole mask mandate thing came out, why are there still school districts that are still going to mandate their children to wear masks? That is a question you need to be asking your school board. Listen, if you have a school board in a school district that next year is going to be requiring your children to be wearing masks, you need to go to a school board meeting and you need to bring Dr. Fauci's own emails and his own words to that school board meeting and say, this is who you are believing in. This is who you are basing your decisions on. What do you think now? Take the masks off. That's for you, Sean Ryan in Wisconsin. I hope it helps. All right, I am really, really fired up right now. I need to calm down. We're going to take a quick break. I guess this music really isn't a calming type of music, but we'll go with it because it fits my mood right now. Sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. We will be back with more news. I will be right back.
Jim.
Hey, and this is Mike.
Be sure to listen to
the Jim and Mike Talk Podcast.
Two Gen Xers walk into a bar
to talk about music
and what moves them.
You can find us on iTunes, Spotify,
and our host site, Podbean.
And now, on to the Paranormal Patriot.
Okay, I love it when my listeners send me story ideas. And one of the best listeners I have that does this, well, his name is the before-mentioned Sean Ryan in Wisconsin. Now, there's a lot of you. Brandon, Andrew, Harvey. I mean, there's a ton of you that send me show ideas. And I can't thank you enough. And if you have a show idea, you can contact me at 989-607-4722. Leave me a message with your show idea. Or you can contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. But Sean Ryan, him and I are on the same wavelength, I guess you would say, because we seem to have the same curiosity. And he sent me an article, and it's from the Virginian Pilot. Ooh, I got a little loud there, sorry. The Virginian Pilot. And it was from May 24th, 2021. And it talks about a loud boom shaking near the Virginia Beach oceanfront. Scientists still don't know what it was. So I want to read to you the article. I want to give you my thoughts. And then I want to play for you. And if you've listened to this show a long time, you know one of my infatuations is Black Eyed Kids. But another one is these strange trumpet metallic eerie sounds that people are hearing in the sky. They're still happening. And I want to play for you a couple of them that are just really recent in 2021 to prove that there's something going on out there. But let's get back to this article from Sean Ryan that he sent me. Now, again, this is from the Virginia Pilot, and it's apparently it was dated May 24th, 2021. Several people reported that their houses shook and there were booming sounds, with the first sound happening about 11 in the morning. The 22nd, I believe, is when it happened. Now, one person in North Virginia Beach said they heard a loud noise like thunder in First Landing Park off of Shore Drive. In Hampton, several residents said their windows rattled and they felt their houses shake. Now, Paul Caruso, who's a seismologist with the United States Geological Services, said the agency saw a spike in its seismometers. Seismometers. Okay, new word for me. Anyway, Don Blakeman, another seismologist with the agency, said analysts with USGS do not believe that there was an earthquake. When asked whether jets could cause some type of sonic boom and show up on the agency's monitors, Blakeman said it's possible. Over the years, people from Virginia and the Carolinas have called USGS thinking that there was an earthquake, which Blakeman said turned out to be a sonic boom caused by military activity. He said, "I don't see any earthquake that would have been big enough for all these people to feel it." So what are all of these people feeling in this area? Because obviously this isn't the first time. Large booms. I remember when I was in high school, we were in class, and back in my high school, it was a pretty unique high school because it was four different buildings that were not connected. So when you had to change classes, you walked outside. And a lot of the rooms were just windows for walls on the outside, so you could see outside. I remember one day during the spring, it was almost near the end of the school year, we were in class, and all of a sudden, this huge boom took place, and it literally rattled and broke one of our windows in the classroom. People were freaking out. Nobody knew what it was. A lot of people thought we were under attack. Well, come to find out, it was a jet breaking the sound barrier, creating a sonic boom. In this situation, I'm wondering if that's not what's going on, is this is a sonic boom situation. Although there are many instances around the world where unexplained booms, where there is no military activity, has taken place. As far as this, my opinion is it's a sonic boom situation. It's a military activity situation. But part of me also says, don't they know what the military is doing at the time? Don't they have radar that says, oh yeah, at this time, over this place where they heard the sonic boom, we had a military jet. Nobody's come forth and said it. So it's up in the air. Let me know what you think. Now let's move on. Again, you know how infatuated I am with these strange sounds in the sky. I want to play for you, and I've told you numerous times what I think they may be, because there's so many different theories. A parallel universe, an alternate dimension that opens up, that the veil is thinning, that as we get closer to the center of the universe, the veil between our dimension, our universe, and another is thinning, and we're starting to hear the occupants or the sounds of another dimension. Or it could be a UFO, or it could be man-made. We just don't know. I want you to listen to this. And I want you to contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net or leave me a message. Leave everybody here a message telling us what you think these sounds could be at 989-607-4722. I would love to have you call that number, leave a message, and say, Tom, I think this is what these noises are. Not going to ridicule you. Not going to look down on you, because nobody knows what these are. So you may have the right answer. But let's listen to a montage of trumpet sounds or weird sounds in the sky that have been captured across this planet in the year 2021.
Like, this is loud. I'm hearing this strange sound in the sky, loud and clear. Like, this is a new one that is loud. Like, this is the fifth time in 2021. Hearing this in the sky. This one's loud and clear. It's coming from the sky.
Okay, this one sounded almost like a deep electrical current sound to me. Now, you can't see it, but picture in your head, obviously this young boy he sounds a lot like my son. As you're hearing this odd sound, the video is showing a clear, and I mean clear, blue sky. And you're seeing houses, or a house right in front of them, looks like a very affluent house in front of them. And this child is saying, you know, this is the fifth time in 2021 I've heard these noises. This is the loudest yet. You can tell in his voice he's confused. He almost sounds scared. But to me, it sounded really like an electronic droning noise. But there's nothing you can see in the sky. Now, this next clip, this is from late January 2021 in Los Angeles, California. You didn't hear about this on the news. But now this one, the video is scanning, it's panning the skies. The skies are completely cloudy. It looks like it's raining. It even sounds like there's a little rain going on. But you're going to hear what you've heard before. These sounds that you're going to hear, you've heard on this show before. Listen to this. So that sounded a lot like everyone else we've listened to. That was in Los Angeles. Now, the latest one and the last one I'm going to play for you, I believe was in Sweden, if I'm not mistaken. It is from April of 2021, and this was heard at 1:20 in the morning. This one is pretty intense. Listen to this. No idea what that was. So imagine you're sleeping at 1:20 in the morning and you awaken to those sounds. That's not going to scare you. I mean, that would terrify me. Now, the picture, picture it in your head as those very intense sounds, I guess you'd call it, were being heard. The camera is panning. It's pitch dark outside, but you see the city in front of him. Lights are on all over the city. And then you can hear people in the background talking, and then the filmographer, he seems a little confused. What are these noises? I want to hear from my listeners. GhostSeeker4@charter.net, or leave me a message so everybody else can hear your theory. 989-607-4722. Contact me and let me know what you think. All right, we're going to take one more quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk to you about another I Told You So, and then what are our friends at Amazon doing? Sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Molasses. I'll be right back.
The Stuff of Nightmares.
Hey, everybody. This is Rick Ness, host of the Stuff of Nightmares podcast. Ever since I was a child, I was fascinated by stories of the paranormal and the unknown. Reading about encounters with Bigfoot, the Jersey Devil, UFOs, or even living in a house where spirits roam intrigued me. As an adult, reading true crime stories and watching true crime documentaries made me realize that monsters don't just live in your closet or under your bed. Monsters might just live next door. Come with me on a journey to the unknown and the unthinkable, where the things that people do to each other are just as frightening as the things we can't explain. Every episode, I will delve into the world of the paranormal and lesser-known heinous true crimes. Each story of the unknown will be true first-hand accounts told by the person that had the experience or submitted to me to be read for them. You can listen to the Stuff of Nightmares podcast on the website at www.thestuffofnightmarespodcast.show, your favorite podcast app, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, in another episode of I Told You So, we're going to talk real quickly, and I mean real quickly, about this UFO situation coming up in the end of June. Now, ABC News has reported that American officials investigating the UFO sightings by Navy pilots in recent years have not reached a definitive explanation for the unidentified aerial phenomenon, or UAPs, or UFOs. As two officials confirmed to ABC News, and this has added a new layer of mystery to the interstellar drama ahead of the upcoming report regarding this matter. Investigators compiling a report to Congress due later this month are said to have found no evidence to suggest that UFOs are linked to alien spacecraft, nor are they in a position to explain what has been reported by U.S. military pilots in encounters over the years. Now, go back the last three or four shows. I have talked at length about this upcoming UFO report, the disclosure that we are going to get. And what did I say? I think I mentioned it on the last show. The Pentagon is not going to come out and say, these are what they are. They're alien aircraft. We've known it forever. They're going to come out, which is exactly what this article is stating. I'm just telling you, and I know it's going to disappoint a lot of you. It disappoints me. But they're going to come out and say, we have no idea. We don't know if they're terrestrial, or we don't know. We don't think they're alien aircraft. We have no reason to believe they are alien aircraft. They may be advanced military technology from another country. That's what's going to come out. You are not going to be told UFOs are real. I know it really disappoints a lot of you. It's just not going to happen. Listen, the media is pushing UFOs on you. I'm pushing to you the fact that you are not going to hear what you want to hear. But yet people just want to believe what they want to believe, and I get that. I do. I was once that way. But the more I see, the more I can read between the lines, and the more I look into things, they're not going to tell you they're real. You're going to hear this, what I just talked to you about. We don't know what they are. We don't think they're alien aircraft. We don't know. So don't be surprised and don't be butthurt when you hear that. Now, lastly, our friends at Amazon, you know Amazon, they are so great. They're so easy to buy from. I unfortunately give a lot of money to Jeff Bezos every year because it's so much easier than going to the store. They have things that the store doesn't have. Well, they are going to find a different way, I guess to put it, to spy on you. Now, Amazon is going to crowdsource a portion of your internet. Now, I'm going to read an article, and it's going to have a lot of fancy fandango words that some of you may not know, but I'm going to read them anyway. Now, Amazon will start using part of your home internet to create a crowdsourcing network on June 8th. That's Tuesday of this week. And it's going to power its new sidewalk feature. The neighborhood network is designed to make your devices work better inside and outside your home by pooling a small portion of your home internet with your neighbors. The goal is to support Amazon devices like Ring doorbells, Echoes, and security cameras to retain connectivity when internet signal is weak or stops working. Additionally, Sidewalk will pair with several tracking devices, making it easier to find lost items. All that sounds great until you dig into the deeper details. Now, according to Amazon, customers will be asked if they want to join the network when they first turn on a new gateway device. Today, total monthly data used by Sidewalk-enabled devices per customer is capped at 500 millibytes, which is equivalent to streaming about 10 minutes of a high-definition video. Now, that is according to Amazon. But if you already have an existing Sidewalk-capable device, you'll automatically be connected to the network. You'll need to opt out if you don't want to participate. So, I don't have anything to hide. Well, I guess I do, because in this day and age, because I search on conservative sites and search non-liberal, and I look at things that are disparaging against liberals, that could be used against me. There's some of you and a lot of people I know that would be very, very scared that their neighbors could potentially find out what they are browsing on the internet. I have an issue with this. You can fancy this up all you want. Well, you know, if your Ring device loses connectivity, we will be able to crowdsource from your neighbor's internet. Great. So my broadband, which is already slow during peak times, is going to get even slower because my neighbor doesn't have a good router, so therefore it's going to draw from my internet signal, therefore making my internet slower. That's the first problem. But if you have any smarts at all in computers, you're going to realize that anybody can hack into your browsing history. Anybody can hack into your computer because they're hacking into your internet. Why? Because Amazon's giving it to them. I don't have any Amazon devices. I have a Kindle that I read my books on. That's it. It's a lot easier than carrying 4 or 5 books when I go camping. I just take this little Kindle and read on that. That's it. I don't have an Alexa. I don't have a smart TV now that I think about it. Thank God. To the people who are my brother, very technologically advanced, has every latest and greatest electronic device. His neighbors, if they want to, and he has a neighbor I think that can do this. If that neighbor wanted to get into his browsing history, they're going to be able to get your credit cards. If they can get into your computer, which is essentially what they're going to be doing, because your internet is going to allow them at least a backdoor in there. And Amazon can tell us, oh, we've got security features that'll prevent that. Really? Tell that to the pipeline that just supposedly got hacked. There's nothing secure. Every time you turn around, these credit cards with the chips, they were supposed to prevent anybody getting into your, you know, hacking into your account. Oh, no. Oh, no. They beat that long ago. Every time you have something new to stop hackers or somebody getting into your account or getting your information, somebody's going to beat the system. It's an ongoing game. Who's going to be up ahead now? 99% of the time, it's the person that's trying to do some not-so-good things to your credit, to your browsing history. Ransomware, that's the big word now. Hey, I got your internet history. You don't want anybody to see it? Pay me $10,000. You don't think that's going to happen now, Amazon? It's going to be all over the place now. You know, I know I have a lot of tech-savvy listeners that listen to this show. Contact me either ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net or 989-607-4722. Leave me a message saying, Tom, you're an idiot. They can't do it that way. From what I understand, it is going to be that much easier to hack into your personal account. All in the name of connectivity. And people are going to let them do it. I don't get it. You know, I know my phone is a tracking unit, and I'm constantly on it. My wife is constantly all over me. Tom, get off your phone. And, you know, between the music, the show, and just friends in general, it's hard not to be on it. But, you know, I just don't like what's happening. Your private life is not going to be your private life anymore. Let me know what you think. GhostSeeker4@charter.net. Again, GhostSeeker4@charter.net. Or 989-607-4722. Contact me at the Paranormal Patriot Hotline and leave me a message. Let me know what you think. Let my listeners know what you think. All right. That's going to be the end of the show. I'm going to leave the show with an unreleased Multiple Myself and Tommy V song called Expect the Unexpected. Let me know what you think of this. Thank you for listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will talk to you next week.
It's been a long time, but we're finally here. Was told it ain't gonna happen, but this is our year. It's funny how things just fell into place. We drove through the wall, now we're on the first base. But things didn't always go as we planned. We shot for the stars, only to crash land. The critics didn't like it, said joke going nowhere. The dream you had was turning to a nightmare. But we kept on writing, kept on making beats. Kept on doing shows that were filling more seats. But there's something missing, we gotta change it up. So we put out a song called The Breakup. Learned a thing or two along the way. You gotta be yourself, never listen to what they say. So here you are, in what we call perfection. But do one thing, expect the unexpected.
Can you believe it's happening? White guys are really rapping. It's strange, yes it's true, but it's time we got our due. You say that it can happen, two white guys really rapping. We say you're disconnected, expect